Good evening. Welcome to this Wednesday evening episode with Winfried and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Los Molinos, California. The Wednesday call is if you have questions, we have answers. That is questions and answers with the Elohim group. And they also get together on the other side of the veil with the Ra group. And they speak through Terry Brown. So for those that want to submit a question to be asked live on the show tonight, you can do so by submitting it per email. And the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Win will go through those questions during the show, and he will try to get all the questions answered. And if there are too many questions, he will take either those that submit for the first time or questions that apply to the rest of the audience. All right. Hold on. And after this 1 hour episode, we go over, let me first step back. This show is a simulcast with a conference call. And when this show is over, then we move over to a different conference call. That is our daily whole planet healing call. Here's the first person joining in tonight. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Debbie from Costa Mesa, California. Hi,
Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Is it just you and myself?
That's right.
Guess what? Let me tell you. Last Sunday, the healing list, the Elohim told me that I needed my teeth tended to look at.
Yes.
Well, I had a big chunk of molar fall out last night and went to just had a root canal.
All right.
Jeez. Talk about being accurate.
All right. We have two more people join in. Good evening to you. Please say a name and location.
Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Hi, Grandma
Welcome.
White Dove.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Debbie, it's just me and Hyde.
somebody else came in.
Hello, it's Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi,
welcome.
Shirley. So, Debbie, have you heard any more about moving to Sedona?
Oh, God bless you, sweetheart. You just brighten my day. Do you know that? No. but, you know, God's having me get some things taken care of here. My car broke down. My teeth fell out. I'm doing really good. So I'm getting everything repaired, maybe in process. I don't know. I was telling Heist last Sunday, the Elohim told me to check my teeth. They needed tending to. Last night, part of my tooth fell out and went today, and I had to have a root canal. But everything flowed, but it was just, they're really good, you know. It's just shockingly accurate.
Getting you ready. I've got 6 upper teeth to be pulled probably in April. I go to the dentist in March.
Uh-huh.
And I'll come home with a temporary plate.
There you go.
So that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Someone else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Welcome,
hi, Wanda.
Wanda.
Hello,
hi, Wanda.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heist. Antonio and Kelly.
There's
Antonio.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Wanda.
And the next caller, please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Good evening, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello,
Antonio.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Wanda. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Antonio.
She's the only one that calls me sweetheart.
Yeah, I figured you know.
No, I do too. Grandma does too.
We love Antonio. He's like our mascot. Truly.
Hi, Dove.
Hi, Lauren.
I love that name, White Dove. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love those little doves, you know? I've got the little gray ones sometimes, but not the white ones.
Oh,
welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Don.
Hi, Don.
Hello,
Don.
Hi, Don. Everybody.
The next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Thank you. Hi.
Jennifer.
I'm high on Novocaine.
At least you can
enjoy
talk.
Your pain free.
Yeah, I can talk. I haven't eaten in 24 hours, but I can talk.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
You got the nummy nummies.
Yeah, I got the nummy nummies. Wow.
Antonio, can you see that water tower from your house?
I cannot. Wait. Maybe if I stand on the roof.
Okay. It looks beautiful.
The water tower. Yeah, it's like they made it to be like a big coffee pot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it still used today?
For coffee.
Good evening.
No.
Mm-hmm. Hi, it's Jane.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Phyllis and Quim.
Yes.
And the next call.
Hi,
Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello, Phyllis. Welcome.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello.
It's like a little Swedish village where I live.
Pretty cool.
What's the name of it again?
Kingsburg.
Okay. What's that one of the windmills? Is that a little city that has the windmills? It starts with an S, I think. Sand.
Good evening. Welcome
Diego.
To the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Welcome,
Mary
Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hey, everyone.
Danish,
there's,
I think.
There's a lot of windmills here.
Old-timey windmills. It's like a Danish city. Old-timey Danish community.
Solvig. I don't know why.
It's Solvig. Yeah.
Are you talking about Solvang? Yeah.
Solvang, yeah, something like
Solvang.
That.
Solvang.
Yeah.
Near Santa Barbara.
We have a lot of...
Welcome to the call.
Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Yeah, we have a lot of tiny windmills, but I don't know why, because those are Dutch.
They have windmills, right, Thijs?
Yes, they do.
Good now.
In Sweden, a lot of
windmills.
I windmills up the kazoo.
Windmills, if you want water.
See, where I came from, each town had a windmill. In, near the center of town.
Grinding the grain.
This is all for the grain, yeah.
And who's talking about
the grain?
Just two people talking at the same time. Let me first welcome the next caller. Good evening. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good morning. This is Edna.
Guten Abend.
Hello,
hi, Edna.
Welcome,
hi. Edna. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Juliet, Okemos, Michigan.
Hi, Juliet. Welcome.
Hi,
Juliet.
Thank you.
Hi, Juliet.
Hello.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
And I believe another caller joined in. Welcome.
Hey, everybody. It's Jere Infiemann.
Jere, welcome.
Hi, Jere.
Hello,
Thank you.
Hi, Yeti.
Hey, Antonio.
If you combine all of our pronunciations of your name, I think it's about right.
What did you say?
I said if you combine all of our different pronunciations of your name, I think the average is about right.
Yeah, I agree.
Is Terry here?
She's not. No.
No. Better go find her. Ice, what was the elevation of your town?
Which one? In Holland.
The one at where we were born.
At about sea level, I think. Or maybe just below.
Ah. So zero.
Pretty much.
We have a lot of those doves. I think they're mourning doves.
Ah, yeah.
Gray ones. And there's always, every year, a dove family moves into my tool shed.
Oh, cool.
And they have their babies, and then they leave, and another family moves in.
I did a lot of cleaning.
Good fertilizer.
Yeah. They let me get close to them, and I could see the babies.
Cool. That's very cool.
Now, Juliet.
Yes.
You've been with us before, right?
Yes.
Yes. And where are you located again?
In Michigan.
In Michigan, all right.
Michigan.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
It's Central Michigan.
All right. And welcome to the next
just
caller.
East of Lansing.
The next caller, welcome. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
I know Juliet, she's been on the whole planet healing.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. How did you hear about us, Juliet?
I don't remember exactly. It was just on the internet looking through different things. I happened upon it and became curious.
All right.
This is a few years ago.
All right.
So I just started checking it out.
Yeah. Well, good to have you, Juliet.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Is somebody eating?
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Good evening, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, Terry. Everybody. Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Terry.
All right.
Oh. Saw an interesting show about the Antikythera device the other day.
The what?
Antikythera
device. An ancient. It's actually like a computer from ancient Greece.
Oh. Oddly. I thought you said an anti-kissing booth.
Well, that's kind of what I heard too. I'm like, why is that?
Willow.
A booth where you go to not be kissed.
Did I hear Willow?
Is Wynn here?
He was, and then he started looking for you. I think he went all the way to town.
Drove back.
Did
to
he go
bar.
To happy hour? Mm-hmm.
No.
So, Terry, hey, Debbie, are you here?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Let's tell Terry.
Oh, okay, I emailed you. Sunday at the healing call, the Elohim mentioned, again with the heavy metals, which affects my mind, so I didn't remember. And then they mentioned to have my teeth tended to, or there was a dental thing I needed to look at. And sure enough, last night, big chunk fell out. I ended up having to get a root canal today. So I'm all
messed
up. I know.
Wow.
I resisted that like you can't believe, but it's a lot better than it was 20 years ago. So,
well,
but,
thank goodness.
Boy, they really know what they're talking about, you know. So I have to really pay attention. When they say something, I better jump, you know, and say how high. Because, you know, you put up, it's like, I'll get around to that. You know, it's like, well, apparently not. Here it comes, you know.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry from Dallas. Hey, and Dr. Art, both
Terry.
Of you, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
Dr.
Art. Hey, everybody. I remember I asked you of the same questions on the Sunday and then Sunday, and they told me to, or they said, we already told you what to do, pay attention.
So there.
They gave me a cosmic spanking.
An energetic spanking.
Yeah.
Or vocal alert. Yeah.
At least your teeth didn't.
All right. I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. As you probably know, we have the one-hour show until 7 p.m. Pacific. And from there on, we move over to a different conference call, which is our Whole Planet Healing daily conference call, only for phone reachable. And you can find the phone number at wholeplanethealing.com. And I will also give it here and now. The phone number to dial into is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340. 250-513-pound. And you are more than welcome.
And on, I think it was 2 weeks ago on Sunday, I asked her, she put me on the healing list, and I asked if they could give me like an update on my teeth and my chakras and DNA, and they, for the DNA, they said it was still being reconstructed, and I thought it was already reconstructed, but that's what I heard. I don't know if I heard it right.
I can tell you.
Maybe the DLM can hear me and send me a message.
All right. That
All right. I'm going to go ahead and turn off.
Just 1 second. Lauren, are you there? Lauren?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm here.
You know, I didn't get a question from Bob tonight.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't think so.
Someone else just joined in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Sarah from Chicago.
Welcome, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Don't forget my question.
I got it. It means,
all right, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. All right.
Okay, guys.
Yes, here we go.
Thank you.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is
let me see, January 29th, 2020, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our call called You've Got Questions, We've Got Answers. That's our working title for the call. But on this call, people are going to submit questions, have submitted questions, that we are going to ask our sources. And our questions about are all kinds of different topics. About what's going on with their life, what's going on in the world. And if we've been on this call regularly, we know our sources can do interventions, have done interventions, have done things that would go in the classification of miracles. So sometimes people ask for that. And on that note, hi, Terry.
Hi.
I know you're not ready, right?
No, I'm never ready? never ready. But I'm here.
Okay. Let's see our questions for tonight. Just checking to see if we have any last visit. We do a invocation for protection, and we're going to do that now. We are talking to a group energy that is the combination of two group souls. One is the Elohim group, the other is the Ra group, and they collaborate when they answer these questions and come up with answers. They collaborate so fast that it's beyond our own comprehension. So, here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. And anything of a negative nature must leave now. This is well on, and we greet you in the love light of the One Infinite Creator. We take a moment and we position ourselves so that we are in touch directly with each and every person who wishes to be in communication with us. We don't come through the telephone line, and we don't come through the computer. That is where the voice comes, and it is slower than how we are. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, then disregard it. It's not meant for you at this time. Do you have questions?
Yes. We're going to start out with Antonio, and he has dreams where he's flying, and he asks, am I astral projecting? In these dreams, someone is looking for me, and I'm hiding from them. Can you share anything about this? Is it a real being, or is it a projection from my own consciousness?
Thank you. Give us a moment. Give us a moment here.
Are you okay, Terry?
I'm trying to get the computer. I'm trying to get the computer turned off. I don't know. I keep hearing somebody breathing. Okay. There. I think it's off. Give me a minute. We are taking a look at your dream. It is an astral projection, and you are actually moving around and viewing things out of your body. We see that you in that state are in a sort of a naked soul awareness, and you are a bit shy and are in your shyness are a bit withdrawn, not wanting to expose yourself in your naked soul state. That is what we get.
Thank you. This is from Edgina. I would like to know if there are people with more than one incarnation at the same time. If yes, could the sources tell me if I am in that situation of more than one life right now? Thank you.
Thank you. This is a possibility, however, one life is normally the dominant one, and the other is a an aspect of you also. However, it is having different experiences and leading a different life than you. In a sense, we are all leading parallel lives, and we, if we get it transparent enough, we can move from one and see what is going on with another life. You're making noise, Brian.
Okay.
Brian?
I'm here.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
We would not worry about it if you see into a parallel life with it. It is a different projection, however, than your projection. There are different complications that can lead to that, complexities that can lead to that sensation. However, your main focus is the life that you are in, but you can move into another focus and tell what is going on, but it is you yourself have the one life that you are focused in.
This is from Don Herman in Ohio. Is each different density its own universe? When you speak of returning to nothing, does that nothing have a consciousness?
If we are speaking of the void, it does not. It's a consciousness develops as the spinning vortex that your body has many spinning vortexes, and they bring in consciousness. And your body has a consciousness, and you have a consciousness, and you, with your soul, you have a consciousness that is a result of these spinning energies that distill awareness out of the void. So you ask if nothingness has a consciousness. There's a difference between a void and nothingness. The void doesn't have a consciousness. The nothingness is beginning as there's resonance in it to have consciousness.
Now, we also asked if each dimension was a separate universe. Did you answer that?
It depends to some degree on how you define universe as a system within itself. You could perhaps define it that way. But if you include all of the galaxies and all of the densities that are in one universe, then no, each density is not a universe. But say the question one more time.
Let's see here. Is each different density its own universe? I do believe in the way that you have talked about universes, then the answer to that would be no.
Yeah, that's correct. However, some people could define it that way.
I mean, if you start changing it that way, you could say each body is its own universe. Or each,
yes.
You know. So what's the limiting definition of universe? I would say the answer is no. Okay?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, John Siboransky asks, is it possible for our sources to foil the plans of the negative from spreading the deadly weaponized viruses like the coronavirus and all of the other viruses the negative have plans to release? Now, John, I want to tell you something. You cannot ask a question like that. Do you realize that implied within your question, you're drawing a lot of conclusions? For example, is this a weaponized virus? And are all viruses weaponized? Now, that could be a valid question, but I don't want to answer that, because if it does happen to be a weaponized virus, and I say that, then I get a lot of fingers pointed at me, and I'm not interested in disclosing their plans, okay? That's not my job, and the Elohim won't do it, all right? Now, I'm going to rephrase the question in a way that might be acceptable here to me. And if they want to answer any of your part of it, they heard it, so they can do it. But I would say, in terms of this new virus that's coming out from China, does it have the chance of becoming an epidemic in a big way, or can it be contained?
It depends entirely upon individuals. Individuals need to take precautions, to be cleanly, to wash their hands, to, if they start getting sick, to not go into public, to help protect the spread of whatever it may be. It's entirely upon the populations to see how the spread goes. We do not see it becoming a major epidemic, assuming that people take sensible precaution.
Thank you. And let me see. On the same subject, when somebody keeps their immune system in good shape, in other words, they take vitamin C, they take antioxidants, then that very much increases their chances of staying healthy through something like this, does it not?
Definitely, because their white cell count, if it is in the normal range, will fight off a good deal of infections and bacteria and viruses that come their way. So keeping the immune system healthy and active goes a long way in supplementing the body with the proper nutrients that it needs to rebuild and regroup and fight off infections is important. Keeping an alkaline body is important because it inhibits the growth of detrimental pathogens. So that is our answer.
Thank you. Isis asks, what is the root of the problem of me getting bladder infections so often? I know I have been ingesting foods that irritate it, but I never had this issue before. Is my sacral chakra blocked or weak due to my throat chakra being weak? I have heard these two chakras are connected. Any input on how to mitigate the issue would be appreciated.
Thank you. Many of the foods that you eat throw your system into an acid state. And so switching your diet more to the fresh vegetables and the components, the juices, green drinks, spirulina, different components that will allow your system the greater chance to heal. Give us a moment. Also, again, cleanliness, some witch hazel wipes each time after you void can be very helpful so that you do not reinfect. There are some other nutrients that can help the pathogens to become more slippery and to be dispensed instead of lurking in your system to reinfect. The mattress is helpful on that line. Drinking enough liquid as when you void, if you have a good stream, it can take the pathogens away. Keep on it and you will get the key and be able to eliminate that.
Yes.
Antonio asked about the reconstruction in his chakras. It is like somewhat like a muscle that once you use it, it develops and gets stronger. And so it is still a process of beginning to explore and to experience these chakras in working order and to begin to get an experience of what it is like. And as you do, they will get stronger. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question here is from Yara. And he asks...
Yes.
You were recently talking on how important purpose is when moving to higher densities. Does he mean purpose or intention? He put the word purpose there. Could you please share what is my purpose here? I guess purpose is the right word. And if I am on the right path, what I set before coming here, and what is the best way to find our purpose, which I assume we forget when coming here, and how can we know that we are fulfilling it?
Thank you. You have a natural disposition, even though you may not have it in words, or it may not be apparent to you. You have a natural disposition towards this area, towards fulfilling your purpose. There is a purpose to do with family and fulfillment in the area of relationships and communication, and you, your own self, can see what you're interested in and what you keep coming back to, where your interests lie. So you hold the key in daily. Where do your interests lie? What are the things you're curious about? Curious about learning about? You, through your questions, even show some of the areas of your interests. You don't know if it's from art or from someone else about art.
Oh, art is recommending the book Celery Juice by Anthony Williams for $10. And How to Remove all the Heavy Metals from Your Body by Juicing Celery Daily. And he just wanted to recommend that to everybody, to read that book. And thank you, Art.
All right.
And we have... Wait a second. Debbie Ensign wanted to say that on Sunday she was on the healing list, and you mentioned that I needed my teeth tended to. And she said, last night a chunk of molar came out, and today I had a root canal. I just wanted to let you know. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We said bless you, said love and light and healing to your teeth.
And we have a question from Valerie. This is Valerie in Livermore. Off and on lately, there have been many times when I hear a thought, and maybe I don't listen. Silly stuff. The last one, I was at the gas station to pay for my gas, and I saw the sunglasses, and something told me to buy a new pair in case mine break. So I kind of laughed, like, why would I buy a new pair of sunglasses when I have a pair? But the next day, I felt them break right on top of my head. What the heck? So I went back to the gas station and bought a new pair. What's going on? It feels like spirit is giving me premonitions, and I'm not listening, maybe. I don't know. Thank you again.
Yes, just pay attention, because sometimes the physical universe things have a consciousness, and they can project what's going on with them, and you can get it and wonder if you get it at kind of a subconscious level, and and you're in tune.
Thank you.
Thank you. What do the sources mean by operate from the whole of who you are? Thank you.
One can get, okay. One might, let's say, there are a couple of circumstances where people don't operate from the whole of who they are. And one of them is, for instance, someone that is in, keeps themselves high on drugs so they can feel good and they feel like, everything's okay, they have everything under control, but yet they are not operating from the whole of who they are because they're limiting themselves to this box where it's kind of a handmade box where they assume that this is what's going on and this is what they want to go on, and they're eliminating stimuli that they don't want, but it might be important to know or to take it into account. That is one situation. Another is where, let's say, the father is he's the winner. He wins all the arguments. He's the control of the house. So the son, he decides he's going to be like the father, but he's now kind of filtering everything through his father, how his father is, and he's not being the whole of who he really is because perhaps sometimes he would like to be like the mother, or he would like to be nurturing, or he would like to be like however he felt like himself was. He has a self, and he would like to operate like let's say that he would like to be a doctor, and his father says, no, you're going to be a fireman, or the other way around, even. And it's like if he's not operating out of his own sense of what he would like to do, he might shut down part of himself to operate out of something his father designed for him. So those are a couple of examples.
Sometimes when people use that kind of terminology, they mean having all of your systems, your intellect, your emotions, your unconscious, everything working together in the same direction. Is that a meaning for that?
We all that over 4 minutes. It is good to have all of those systems working in the same direction. Yes, it is good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I think we got 3 minutes left, and I don't. It seems to me somebody sent a question. Wait a second. Edna asks, if you experience emotion the same way we do you get sad, happy, excited? Is emotions part of all the different high dimension levels? Edna.
We do. We get sad sometimes as we work with somebody we can get said. We do not have, despair so much as we just get sad sometimes for what has happened in someone's life. And we have a lot of joy in our life. But we do experience sad when we work with some people. There's two reasons for this. One is our own sadness, or the other is we are very empathetic and we feel the sadness or all the emotions of someone we were working with. That is our answer. That's here.
Thank you. Thank you. I have one quick question. Do you pay attention to service to self groups ever? And do they call on you?
We try not to.
Mm-hmm. Do they know who you are? And do they call on you?
Mostly no. They think that they have it together, or they know where they're going, or they don't want help. But sometimes when something negative is going on, we check it out to see what are the options.
Okay.
Granting.
Thank you very, very
granting,
much.
Granting free will.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you all for listening. And we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. And if you don't know where that is, it's 712-770-5600. And the PIN is 250-4340. Oh, what did I say?
5600. It's this number.
God, I am so glad you're there to catch my mistakes.
We finally remembered all the numbers. It took me years.
Right. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513#. And we'll see you there momentarily.
Thanks, Wynn. Thanks, Terry.
Unmuted.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's enough, you all. Thank you, Elohim.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Absolutely awesome.
Hi, Bill.
Going to close the call. Thank you all.
The recording has started.
Hi, Wynn.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Hi, Wynn. Hi, Bill. Everyone, no one will leave. Come on. We're going to our other call.
I'm on my way. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye.